Welcome to Freedom of Mind, where there's no filter for self-expression and an open-minded approach on popular culture.
Oh, wait, no. Tuning in. You're tuning in to Freedom of Mind podcast. Listen, man.
All right, y'all. Welcome to Freedom of Mind.
Free your mind, man. It's your boy, Louie.
It's your boy, Ray Will.
Right. And this is our first, I repeat, first live podcast, man. Let's give a round of applause.
It's about time.
First live podcast. 2020, man, we starting off big. Yeah. You already know it's your boy Louie. If you didn't know, you already know. Go check out that Duchess with Espresso on IGTV at EPA 617. And if you didn't also already know, Freedom of Mind podcast on IG at Freedom of Mind podcast.
That's right. It's that simple. Right.
That simple.
Hey, man.
Today, let's get into the girl of the week.
Okay.
You know, with a little freak in the sheets.
Okay.
Let me be correct here. Let me say her name before I fall more in love. Hold on a second. Before I fall more in love. Miss Her, man. Explain.
Miss Her.
Okay. Explain Miss Her. And what's her real name?
Can we look that up, brother? Her real name? Oh, okay, we got that.
So Miss Her.
Research. Okay.
If a lot of y'all don't know.
She's from Vallejo, right? From the Bay Area.
She's from Vallejo, California. Okay, she has a song Slide with YG. And then also, she has a new jam. It's called Comfortable. Okay. Listen, man, if you didn't know, go listen to her right now. She's our girl of the week on Freedom of Mind.
Her name is Miss Gabriella Wilson.
Gabriella Wilson, y'all.
Okay.
Gabriella Wilson, man. That's Freedom of Mind's girl of the week. What's the segment we getting into, Ray?
Oh, you know, we're gonna get into. Hey, you know, I don't know a name for it. We probably gonna eventually come. Well, we're gonna come up with a name for it. Definitely, I can't think of one right now. But we got to talk about blacks criticizing blacks. You know, in particular, you know, we got this thing going on. You know, with the Gayle King thing. You know, she's just gonna bring up Kobe just out of the blue.
I gave y'all a little bit of Taco Bell mild, I went mild on y'all. He's hitting y'all with the two-piece combo. That's all I'm saying.
But you know, I had to bring that up to, you know, to make people understand, you know, what the main subject is here, you know. But you know, sorry, I couldn't come up with a title right away, but, you know.
Before we kick off to a lot of world topics, let's run the clock down for 24 seconds in honor of the greatest, one of the greatest NBA ball players of all time, Kobe Bryant, and to the rest, the eight other people that have passed away in the helicopter, including the pilot. His beautiful young daughter, Gigi Bryant.
Gigi Bryant, yeah.
Let's have a 24 countdown for Kobe, man.
4, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's give it up for Mamba, man. Let's give it up for Mamba.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I was a huge, huge Kobe fan. You know, I had Kobe's back even when, you know, during the whole rape case that he was going through. It was hard. I don't know how he played through it, honestly. You know, the Lakers, they had that super team at the time. They had, you know, Karl Malone, you know, obviously Shaq, Gary Payton, Kobe. And, you know, they went against the Pistons in the finals. You know, they got their asses handed to them. But I think some of that had to do, you know, not to take away credit from the Pistons because they played a great game. They had a great strategy against that triangle offense. But, you know, Kobe just, you know, he was going through that because it was times when he was going to in and out of games coming from his court case, coming from Colorado, you know, to back to the Staples Center. And, you know, he had to deal with that. You know, it was a whole lot. You know, you got essentially a promiscuous woman, you know, accusing him of, you know, rape. And, you know, it was just quite obvious, you know. And then when it went to the, it didn't really go to the court. I don't even think it went to the, you know, it went to trial because, you know, she just, you know, flat out just admitted that it was a lie. And, you know, that was that. And the case got closed. And, you know, and it's sad that it's still haunting Kobe, right? And then you got the fact where, you know, you got Trump, the president of the United States, who probably wasn't even qualified to even become president because he has all these pending things, right? He got molestation cases that's pending. He got rape case that's pending, sexual harassment, all kinds of stuff, right? You know, we all know about the infamous Russian sex tape that nobody wants to bring up. Also, you know, he has bad credit.
They said
he couldn't even qualify to be a police officer, let alone goddamn president.
They said, yo, the porn star told the MSNBC News that, your red man Trump got, you know, he got a German helmet. You dig what I'm saying? Like, his thing down there look like an anteater. Shit is he got a fucked up circumcision is what he got is what I'm trying to say.
Whoa, and, you know, so he got to buy his way in the woman. You know, you look at that woman, they just went, you know, like they only seem like a married couple, man.
Shit, if he can't concentrate, he got to compensate. That's what I always say.
No, or compensate. That's what he's doing with that child because that shit looks like his escort. She was like an escort.
Are you talking about the first lady? His first lady?
Yeah.
Oh, she's scary as hell.
Man.
Oh, I mean, you know, I mean, yeah. I'm not gonna be politically correct. Like, man. She passed her needle. Like, they need to stop injecting her in the cheeks. Because when I was seeing her on the TV, I was like, yo, mom, why is she smiling all the time? She like, nah, baby, she not smiling. She can't move them. The stress, right, yeah. Everything. I'm like, oh.
She can't look. Like, she can't express when she mad, right?
Yeah, you imagine you break wind in front of her. She ain't even going.
She can't.
She's smiling away. Like.
Hey, I always make a joke about Kim Kardashian. Like, she can never move to Vegas because she's full of plastic. So, you know, if she go to a hot city, she's true, man. She's going to be melting like the Wicked Witch of the East, man. I ain't melting.
Nah, see,
Kanye, what did she do to me? No, but for real, hey, you know, the subject in hand, I know it's a little sensitive. You know, but
about me, her face?
No, man, man. I'm talking about, you know, the subject, man.
About sexual assault in general.
No, man. You forgot.
What?
Okay, so let me touch on it. You know,
we talking about insecurities. We can talk about that.
You want to talk about a little bit of insecurity?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, I want to touch on the first thing. Okay. All right.
But hey, for the folks tuning in, this is how Freedom of Mind is organized. Okay. We think about topics right then and there.
That's why it's called Freedom of Mind.
Because we free our mind.
That's right.
At the point of time,
and you can join in on the conversation.
So check in and
on the
run.
Hey, if you don't
agree,
we
over here dropping down.
If you don't agree, hey, you know, chime in. That's the whole damn point. It's freedom of mind. So like I'm gonna get to this, y'all. And I'm gonna get it in a way where you might not expect, but any people can relate to it. You know, family can relate to this. Your own ethnicity, heritage can relate to it, or race can relate to it, but. You know, saying things about each other, putting each other down, and it's sad when it's out in public. But you know, Snoop was saying, pretty much, you know, why are you coming at your own people like this, and you ain't came at the obvious, you know, what's going on with this, and I'm gonna flip it on y'all. I'm gonna get at Trump. I'm gonna get at Weinstein, right? I'm going to get at the guy that died that allegedly, committed suicide, right? What was that guy's name? Epstein?
Right? I'm glad you brought up Weinstein.
The pimp, right?
Because not too many people are touching on Weinstein. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
Can we bring up how this man I don't care about alleged shit. See, they threw Cosby ass in there because his was alleged.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So I don't care about all this alleged shit. Mm-hmm. No, Weinstein, I don't give a fuck about it's alleged. Yeah. Six women came out and said they were sexually assaulted. Right. This shit way past alleged.
Absolutely.
Right. Y'all threw away Cosby for that shit.
Absolutely.
And y'all persecuted with 90 other women or whatever the case may be for Cosby. Mm-hmm. So listen, and we're not going to say alleged.
And it kept going, right? It wasn't something that happened 40 years ago, right? And then that was that. No. This dude was doing this for a while, but he kept doing it, man. He kept, all the way up until recent times, doing this.
And let's state the facts. In Hollywood, listen, these things do. There's been a lot of occurrences. We can look it up on our phones right now. But there's been a lot of occurrences in Hollywood that. Yes, they have been a lot of sexual assault, or there have been sexual plays or sexual vices that women use, right, to get into the movie industry. Now, if that's the case, then it was permittable. It was accepted. The woman allowed this director, or the woman allowed this movie actor to do this to her. But there was some shady business in between to where this old white man or old hag of a director said, listen, she's a young star of 24 years of age. I'm going to take advantage. I'm going to sell her a dream of this movie deal. I'm going to give her an amount in her head, and she's going to open them legs for me. Mm-hmm. And I don't give a fuck because I'm a Hollywood director. You see what I'm saying? Shit like this has happened. So that's why I'm just great that we're going to bring this to light. Mm-hmm. Harvey Weinstein, you disgust me. That's all I'm saying.
And, I feel like they use people of color. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just the thing, y'all. It's like the color chart, right? You know what I'm saying? They hit the black, then they start hitting the brown. It's like it's called racial profiling. You know what I'm saying? They see me and you in the car, it's going to be some shit. You know, we're going to get pulled over. They're going to fuck with you. They're going to fuck with us. You know what I'm saying? So, and the way we express ourselves, what's that lady's name? The Latina lady? She's sexy as hell. Sophie Vergara? Hey, man. She expressed herself. She was very, like, just...
She's sexy, but Shakira's better, though. Hits don't lie. You see the Super Bowl halftime? Woo! Made me want to go to Columbia.
I was buying rubbers that day.
I said, let me meet a Colombian.
You see Shakira shaking that ass? Goddamn. Okay, but...
That's what I said.
I know.
I said... She was moving around like a horse.
Hey... You know, it wasn't no shame in her game, right? Yeah. That's what she do. You know what I'm saying? You can say whatever you want to say. She's a stripper on a stage, whatever.
Entertainer.
She's entertaining, whatever, and that's what they do. And that's her music.
But listen, it doesn't say that she calls for being... Okay,
I'm trying to make a point here.
Victim blaming or things point. Like that. Like,
I'm trying to make a point. How
they're doing it in the Harvey Weinstein trial. They're victim blaming.
That's right. But check this out. I'm talking about using us... For the way we express ourselves.
Right.
Using us for the way we appear is what I'm trying to get to. Right. Like, I want to use Latinos as an example because I know a lot of outspoken Latino people. You know what I'm saying? You're an outspoken brother. You know what I'm saying? So I just, you don't really see that publicly with a lot of white celebrities. Not to say that they're not outspoken white, but there's a reason why Trump gets praised because he is outspoken. And he's like... Their correspondent, he was their poster child because he expresses himself the way how he really feels. You know what I'm saying? He puts it out there, and a lot of white people can relate to him. And like they're like, wow, you saying what I thought. I just didn't want to say it out publicly.
He dissed Pelosi.
They can't even debate because I don't think they ever thought of having such power, man.
Mm-hmm.
They're just followers.
He dissed Pelosi. Mm-hmm. Remember when they had the State of the Union? He's like, I ain't shaking this bitch's hand. He basically said it like that. You know, he basically looked at her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He gave her his speeches.
Yeah.
His speech statement. Mm-hmm. He gave it to her. And she, reached out. And he was just like, yo, man, I ain't touching your hand. Mm-hmm. You know, he's acquitted. You know, they had,
which is bogus, right.
You know, he got acquitted of the articles that he was charged against.
Just abusing his power.
Abusive power, having conspiracy with the Soviet Union or Ukraine. Or which using is, that using Ukraine as like a fund during his presidential campaign. Mm-hmm. These are all alleged because of course the Republicans, they rule the House, so of course you're gonna have a higher vote of and I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm not even an independent. I don't do politics. I stay the fuck out. If my ass was in the White House, it'd be bad. That's all I'm saying. But listen, when you have a House of Representatives and about, we'll say, we'll use the ratio. So we'll use 80% is all Republican, 20% is all Democratic. Mm-hmm. Of course, you're going to have an upside vote on the Republican side of him being not guilty because he is a Republican. He's either conservative or but a Republican favors him more because he's like this rich billionaire and he's for the rich, of course. You're going to win landslide. They're going to try to impeach you and it's never going to happen because it's that checks and balance. Mm-hmm. It's that Libra scale that's just unweighed in this House of Representatives. We're never going to have in Obama days, we had that power. I'm not saying we, but Democrats that are watching right now, y'all had that power when Obama was in there, right? Obama was a Democrat. He was a part of the Democratic Party. He got a lot of votes passed for a lot of bills and things like that. If y'all think I'm wrong, go ahead, look up his election in 2008 all the way up to, 2013?
Well, he can't have his way like the way Trump can. You know, Trump literally gets away with a lot of things, man. And
okay, because he has his Republicans with him that outnumber Democrats apparently for this four term that he served.
Oh, you don't think that
Obama had it right with the Democrats because he did have a strong hold with that. He did have a strong. That's why he got reelected.
Yeah, well, you know.
He had a stronghold until, the House fell apart.
That's big corruption.
But it is corruption.
Because, absolutely. If it's for the people, how are, these rich people, deciding for
it? Yeah, it's very, America is full of corruption. I think we all know that. It's not a checks and balance because it's basically the rich people are checking the lower class and hey, listen, y'all can vote, but your vote doesn't really count.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Your vote doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So,
they don't.
Mm-hmm. So what are we doing here? Are we basically under a dictatorship?
Mm-hmm.
Are we
absolutely?
Are we in the Soviet Union?
It's in this country was built off of a system where it was supposedly of the people, right? It's these they're supposed to be of the people or represent us, and they're not. They only represent themselves.
But it was when it wasn't when it was a state for state.
Uh huh.
When it was like that, it was more like that. Once they all became one, we're fucked.
Yeah, when they were colonies, they governed them own. Yeah. They said, hey, we're not, this is a foreign ruler. We're not going to take their taxation without representation. Then you started to build the civil war and this union that you had, right? So now we have slavery in the 1800s. The Democrats and Republicans said, okay, we got to give it to them. We have to vote to abolish slavery. We have to amend this this amendment. So now you see this government that's forming, that's going to pass laws, and they give the people a little bit of treat. Let's take away slavery. Let's blind them. Let's give them treats, but still have racism. Let's still have racism. We're going to abolish slavery, but we're still going to keep people segregated. Yeah. We're still going to do this type of shit, but we're going to give the people something that they want. We're going to trick or treat. You know, we're going to give them a candy. But we're gonna cover up all the other bullshit.
They lost, so they got real salty about it. So they start doing all that stupid ass shit.
The Republicans wanted to abolish.
I'm talking about those Confederate motherfuckers.
Democrats were in between, but they needed the Republican vote, and that's how Abraham Lincoln pushed that out. But it's fucked up that 60 to 70 years later, there was still segregation. So we had brothers like Dr. King. We had brothers like Malcolm X. We had Miss Rosa Parks. We had the NAACP. We had this organization with Al Sharpton and Dr. Cosby came together. And all the civil rights leaders that we know to fight for this, to fight for more equal power among race, because everything was still segregated. There was, you can't drink at that fountain. You can't eat at that restaurant. You see what I'm saying? So the government gave and took a little bit. You still didn't. You weren't free in America. Mm. You weren't free in America.
You never were.
You never were.
You aren't.
Mm-mm. No.
Because how are you free to a country that you've never been before, meaning your ancestral line? Your ancestry depends on whether you're of African American, Puerto Rican, Cuban. If your ancestry line is not in America, if your family is mostly immigrants, you don't belong to this country. Of course, they're gonna take away all that shit from you. You see what I'm saying? And it's a shame. So if you were taken and brought here, this will never feel like you're free. You were taken. So you, so how are you free? Mm-hmm. If you were taken.
Well, how do you? I'm still oppressed, and you know I don't feel welcome. You know, honestly, you know, I remember Akon made a good point. He was like, he wants a lot of African Americans to come back to Africa, to go back to Africa. He's like, so you can feel human. He said that, you know, they don't treat you like a human being in the United States.
And a lot of y'all that are tuning in, I'm Puerto Rican. I'm Puerto Rican and Italian, but I'm very close with my Boricua side.
Didn't Trump call one, you know, shithole country? Which country?
Oh, yeah. He was talking about PR when he didn't bring PR water, when they needed water during that hurricane. It shows Trump's colors, but that's okay.
You know, they've been had water, but the government had it stuck in the shelter and nobody knew about.
Yeah, well, oh, so
it was crazy. That shit came out like a week ago.
It's good he brought that up. Puerto Rico is, you know, I love my country, of course, but it's a corrupt thing as well.
They're getting the new governor that just replaced the old governor to resign too, because she knew that shit was stored. And nobody said nothing.
It's fucked up because that island has been battling back and forth. Like, some of us want our independence from America, and then some of us still like to be a part of America. You see what I'm saying? We're in debt. We're in debt to America, in PR at least. And, you know, it's a shame. And with Trump just doing that and things like that, I mean.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, wow. That's good. That's good. We learn something new every day, right? But yeah.
Almost kind of sound like Flint's
it's very
situation.
Corrupt. And then as my brother Ray says, like with this oppression, you cannot say there's no racism or no oppression or no people that have anger towards a certain race, right? Because we can go back to the sexual assault. Celebrities that are white that have problems with assaulting, let's say, minors, assaulting women, assaulting men, and things like that. Celebrities, Caucasian white celebrities, never get brought to light, right? But then you bring up some shit like Bill Cosby or a doctor, Dr. Cosby, let me point that out, that has dedicated all of his time and effort into this country and to his race. Thank you. And so you're gonna you know, downgrade that man's career, right? Or what else is a good example? While they don't shed light on a white celebrity, but then they
Kobe and Kobe's dad, and you know our own kind, you know, it's doing their work. We call them coons. You know, with the Gayle King, you know, it's like this man is dead, and then he got acquitted of it. But yeah, you don't bring up stuff. You know, why don't you interview Donald Trump or something? You know, why don't you interview him? You know, you're going to get a whole lot of views, and I guarantee you that. Yeah, that's to get the damn president. So it's like, come on, you know, playing into white supremacy, you know. And then even though there's rich, successful celebrity black people, there's even successful professional black people, you know, like Ben Carson. But yet, you know, they're still oppressed. Ben Carson is still oppressed because Donald Trump does not respect him. Donald Trump does not respect him as a human being. Yeah, he's putting on a front. He might pretend like he's polite, but he does not respect that man. That man is more educated than he is. Well, you know, Trump technically is educated, but Trump is an idiot. He cheated his way into his education. You know, it's not legit. You know, from what I read, he was a whole fuck up growing up. He was a disappointment to his father. I think his brother was more impressive and brighter than a Donald Trump. And I think I'm speaking the truth. You know, he gets things accomplished the crooked way. There's only way he can do that. It can't be legit. And then, you know, he doesn't respond too well when his back is against the wall. When his back is against the wall, you know, he says a lot of stupid things. Like that comment he made during the Florida high school shooting. You know, he suggested that for teachers to have guns, to be armed in their classrooms. Like, that is stupid. Like, why would you say something like that? Again, back to your example. He didn't get heavily scrutinized for it at all. You know, some people said little stuff here and there about it, but that was it. You know, they're not holding it against him. Obviously, you know, if it was Obama, you know.
Obama would be on front page news.
Oh, yeah.
If anything. He would be impeached, if anything.
And then it'll be Gayle King. She probably would have criticized Obama. Oh, why did you say this? And what made you say that? But she's not doing that with Trump.
It even goes back. There's another good example. R. Kelly, we can say.
Whoa. Well.
There's been... We can say Harvey Weinstein. We can say musicians though.
Okay, our music. Because I was about to say that one dude, that physician guy. I think he's a physician or a doctor, and he went. I think he was like a Michigan State or one of those, and he was he was molesting touching. All underage girls, women, all that or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, when he exams them, you know, he's like, he went way beyond. He's been doing it for years. He went to jail for it, you know, but you don't really hear his name, right? He don't really get scrutinized for it. But, you know, you hear R. Kelly, they made documentaries about R. Kelly.
They crucified him.
They made...
Now, what R. Kelly did, of course, you know, it wasn't right.
He deserves it.
Michael Jackson, right? This man... Beyond the grave, you still find time to try to down his legacy. But you got Elvis, did a lot of drugs, a little bit more than peanut butter banana sandwich. Now, me just saying that now,
man.
I can hit a trending new old podcaster, this and that, said something about Elvis.
Yeah.
Where was all y'all hecklers when it was something about MJ?
Absolutely, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's because MJ surpassed Elvis's legacy? Is it because he owns all the Beatle catalog?
Or it's
because
he's black. He was black.
I mean, you know what? You know,
he's saying it don't matter if you're black or white. It shouldn't, but it do.
Jealousy in this country, or jealousy or envy of a superior or another race or things like that, is very sickening.
It is a sickness.
It would go back to the great, not Alexander, but whoever shot the nose off of a sphinx in Egypt, because they were offended.
That's a hater.
And they never seen black royalty.
Napoleon, I believe.
Napoleon, right? Shot the nose off of the sphinx because he was imposed about seeing a black face imposed of gold, of pyramids, enraged because he couldn't build an empire. That pyramid still lasted his fucking day.
Absolutely.
And what we going on? 3 million years?
3 million years. Nah, like
jealousy is a motherfucker. That pit in your stomach feels bad, doesn't it?
That sphinx was built.
And Napoleon was this feet tall.
It was 4,000 years.
Yeah, Napoleon was like 4 feet.
Yeah, it was a little short guy. Yeah.
Shit is crazy.
So he was really ignorant.
Ignorant is a motherfucker, man.
It is. It is.
It's ignorant. It's ignorant to think, man.
That ignorant, like you said, jealousy, it's like that's an advanced jealousy. Like, it's a jealousy that's been lasting for thousands, hundreds of years, you know. You see these people, of color, black people, and they got this empire, and it's like, wow, you know, how are they able to make all this? How did they do this? So, but then, you know, you learn from them. Right? Like, they said that, the Greek scholars learned from Egyptians, and, you know. So it's like you envying them, but you're learning at the same time. So I don't know. I don't know how that works, but I call that advanced hating, because it's, like, it needs to be a course on that. You know, like, haterism, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
you know,
like the 49ers. Whoa, shit. Oh, shit. Woo! almost slipped. Hey, shout out to Kansas City, man. Whoa. Hey, Garoppolo, listen, man. We all have our chokes. I mean, we all have our different strokes. I don't know what you was doing, but hey, man, listen. Yeah. You know, shit.
It kind of looks similar to the, you know, Atlanta Patriots Super Bowl.
He had to bring it up because I'm Boston. I'm from Boston.
Well, you know, y'all I'm took Boston that. You know, day. I took that.
But
you know,
see how I'm not a hater. I'm from Boston, and Kobe has been my rival for years. Okay, I still love the man. I still love respect, watching right? him. Yeah. My favorite player of all time is Paul Pierce. But I still loved and respect the great late veteran Mamba. I've watched him from number 8 to number 24. He's in my generation. So my rival is my best friend in a way, you know, like and just what he gave to the game. So you see what I'm saying? Why hate so much and just appreciate?
Right.
Come on, man.
All right, check this out, man. So you got anything for Spicy?
Hold on. What would you rather be, right? Or what would you rather have? Would you rather have, you know, riches galore, right? Endless riches. And, you know, you die old age and then you die, you know, and your kids have money, all that. Or would you rather have the power of endless life, eternity, for eternity?
That's scary. That's endless life has always been scary to me, man. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's because of that movie, Death Becomes Her. I don't know. Maybe it's being a vampire and you're like, you know.
But think of the benefits.
Okay, the first option you said old and
you know,
rich.
you die of old age, but you have like money, endless money.
But you know,
never it's run cool. out millions and billions.
It's cool for the fam bam, you know, to have that and they can enjoy that. I would help us. I'd rather take the whole enrich because I, you know, obviously I want to contribute to society. You know, our black people are struggling. Kids all around, any race is struggling. Health needs to get better. You know, there's these diseases and all that, and it's sad because there are cures or you know, at least vaccines for them, but they're not, you know, the general public's not getting access to it, you know, stuff like that, you know. I would love to help out, you know, contribute. So, yeah, I would take the first option.
I would rather have endless life because...
That's cool, yeah.
I want to gain knowledge, mm-hmm. even more knowledge than what I already have. With endless life, money will come. If I live forever, mm-hmm. I'm going to have riches. I'm bound mm-hmm. to have riches. I'm bound mm-hmm. to invest in that company 100 years ago and it still grew like a Quaker Oats or something like that, mm-hmm. a General Mills. I'm bound to have money even with my everlasting age. Am I going to be sad because all my relatives, all my family, they all have passed away and I've seen dead and gone. I've seen best friends dead and gone. Yes, I'm going to feel sadness, but I'm going to feel great because I'm going to learn endless knowledge to continue my life, maybe even procreate even more than just the two kids that I have. I think life is a beautiful thing. I think to live forever is a beautiful thing. To live and be carefree. You own your riches. Let's say, you know, you work up to about, well, you don't work, but you have money growing and then you just kick back. You're 100 years old, but you have endless life, which means that you don't fade off. You're like the normal old age. You're 100 years old. You look the same as me. You see what I'm saying? Your organs still work. I know it's going to be so tough with living life thousands of years and everybody dying around you, but the knowledge you gain or the things you can accomplish will be endless.
Yeah, and like pretty much like you're going to be the same age you are now forever.
Yeah.
Okay, and you got the same healthy guy and all that and stuff. Okay,
yeah,
that's cool. You know, and
I think that's I think that's a blessing.
It's gonna fuck people up around you too because they're gonna be like, "Why you still look the same age?" Like, you know, like yeah. you know, family members, right, or close friends, like even me. Let's say, you know, and you know, 30 years from now, you know, my old, you know, 60-year-old ass, you know, is like, you know, your 50-year-old ass, like, wait a minute, you're not aging. What's going on?
That shit, That shit is a trip to even think. But then, within those years, I gained so much knowledge. Within those years, shit, I could probably try to get elected for president and fix the country.
Your body's not growing, but your brain is.
Yeah. That's cool, I think that's an amazing thing. Yeah. You can always choose to end your life whenever you want to if you feel.
Oh, okay. You didn't say that part.
Yeah.
Whoa, okay. You can choose to. Oh, well, shit. In that case, you know, you're going to add that in there. Okay.
Yeah, he said in that case, yeah. You see how I try to sneak in that?
He snuck that in there.
Yeah. He said, nah, I still want my riches up.
Well, you know, shit. I mean, but, you know, just living forever, it, I don't know. It always kind of frightens me a little bit, you know, because I'm like, man, that's kind of crazy, you know, because I guess my mind is so stuck in the concept of just dying, you know, eventually dying, you know, mm-hmm. but I've always thought that, you know, like a vampire life was interesting, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, like I'm a Blade fan, you know, one of the reasons why I like the movie Blade so much is because I like the idea of the how they set that up, the concept of vampires, and the writer David S. Goyer made it so believable and realistic for to be a vampire, quite frankly, like honestly. And the other movie I found was interesting was Interview with the Vampire, but you know, I always thought that was, you know, it was interesting. You know,
I find endless life very interesting, or found of youth.
Yeah.
I should say, very interesting. Just the knowledge you can gain is amazing. You know, it's a sadness, but it's a gift as well. You know, you possibly could cure a lot of things. You probably could find a cure for things that nobody would ever thought, or probably would take 100 years to find a cure, but you still live it.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's cool. Not to jump out of the segue, but Wayne's album dropped. Funeral.
Okay.
Rowdy Rich, you know, the box hit Billboard top 100, number one, beat Justin Bieber. You know, I mean, we got to give it up to Rowdy, man.
Right there. Yeah,
that says a lot. Bieber, yeah. Let's give a round of applause for Rowdy Rich in that song.
Okay, so, Lil Wayne album, I was going to say Eminem, Lil Wayne album, using the scale system.
Oh, shit, he's going to start diving into Wayne. Funeral. That's what the album.
I haven't heard it, so I'm not gonna pass judgment on something I haven't heard. But you know, out of you know a scale from 1 to 10, you know, and I don't know if you're familiar with the rating scale that I came up with a while ago.
Oh yeah, skill,
creativity, effort, right?
I'm biased, but then I'm a consumer as well. Overall, it's hard because I'm considered an old head, even though I'm young. So I like listening to 24 tracks, but this day and age, and you guys have seen this on other podcasts, has explained this as well. You know, it's good for Wayne, it's good for Chris Brown to release all these tracks on an album, but kids nowadays, they're just listening to about 10 tracks, you know, on one album. You know, it's a lazy thing nowadays.
It is.
But Wayne gives it a gap to where, you know, pick the songs you want out of the 24. So, I love the album. I love the album. I picked 12 songs to listen to every day religiously. Mm-hmm. You know, Mahogany, Bing James, let's see. He had one with Offset. Forget the name of that one. You know, multiple tracks that I can just sit here and listen to. You know,
so because you know, let's get a rate, man. Come on, man. You know, skill, creativity, effort.
For
overall,
this album,
it's gonna be overall rate.
He's taking me back. Based off of skill, he's taking me back to like I am not a human being type thing.
Okay.
In my critique way, I don't give a fuck what anybody else thinks. This is your damn opinion, man.
He's taking me
back to that time. And he's always been nasty. He's always been a beast at spitting. Praise to one of the GOATs, man. I give him an 8 for this album.
Okay.
An 8.
What's the best Carter album?
Oh, shit. He's going to give me a hard one. Damn. Because I'm an old head, to be honest. The best Carter. Fuck. You know what, man? It's a toss-up to me. I love the Carter 5. That's recent. I love it. Trust me. God took his time when he made me. All that shit. That's my favorite. That joint go hard. Carter 4, of course. I had, you know, blunt. Okay, like, but starting off, I found Wayne's character when he came out with Carter One. Man, I miss my dogs. I can relate to that song, right? He had Manny Fresh on Go DJ. All those tracks on Carter One. And I grew up around that era. So, of course, I'm going to always put Carter One as the top. There'll be no
Cash Money without Manny Fresh.
I'm
going
to put Carter One as the top. But my favorite Carter has to be Carter Four.
Okay, what do you, out of skill from 1 to 10, basing it off skill, creativity, and effort, what do you get out of album? What do you rate it?
Carter Four?
Yes, sir.
That's a 10.
Okay, all right. So, I like that. So, you saying that Carter 10, or your favorite Carter, or what you feel is the best Carter for Carter Four,
yeah,
it's better than this album. And you get that at 8, that's pretty good.
This album, I get it an 8. Mm-hmm. Carter 5, I give it a 10. And Carter 1 is an 8. Let's rate the Carters, okay? So we got Carter 1, I give it an 8. And this is just our scale from 1 to 10. Carter 1, oh, we'll go to 500 Degrees. We'll go for some of his discography that Wayne
has.
He was
a little kid.
500 Degrees, I'm going to give it a 7. Carter 1, originality, the songs I could relate, and Wayne really flowing and showing himself as that real spitter, I'm going to give him an 8 on that. Carter 2, it has to be an 8, solid 8, between Receipt, between Fireman, all those joints. And, hey, shout out to Million Dollars Worth of Game Podcast, Gilly the King, and Wallow267 and Dev, the nasty boy Dev. Listen, I know Gilly, you know, co-wrote a few of those songs on the Carter 2. You know, that's old beef we're not even going to bring up. But Wayne's delivery and how his skill set was, I'm giving Carter 2, what did I say? An 8.
8, yeah.
Carter 3, we got to give that a 10. Carter 3.
So the Carter 3 and Carter 4 are 10s.
Both, because...
Oh, you said Carter 5 is a 10, too.
Yeah, so, because he started up in his game. He went from Lollipop, Mrs. Officer, he got Comfortable. And then those are like top three on Carter 3, right? Then he went to Blunt Blown, and he had President Carter. He had Mega Man, right? And then She Will with Drake, okay? So he bringing now around the Carter 4 days,
beat right there,
he's bringing Drake out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He bringing Nicki Minaj out.
That's the props I want to give. You know what? Honestly.
And then Carter 5, of course. God took his time when he made me and all the other few of those songs, you know?
Okay, go ahead.
I give it a 10.
Okay.
Right. So, I mean, if we going into, you know, his other discography, like I Am Not a Human Being.
With the mixtapes?
I Am Not a Human Being was the album.
That was an album? Okay.
Part 1 and Part 2, I give them both 8s.
Or was it an EP?
No, that was an album.
Okay.
Part 1 and Part 2, I give it 8s. And then I'm a Wayne fan, so of course his rock album, Rebirth.
I heard that.
Right? I give that an 8. Okay. Plus, he also had Eminem on that album as well.
You know, I can't rate all those Lil Wayne albums. I don't keep up with Lil Wayne like that. You know, I'm not going to really just... The only albums I can really refer to that I really actually kind of heard because people was playing it around me. And I had some songs. I DJ, so you got to have some of those songs, right? I think I heard the Carter 3 and I heard the Carter 4. The Carter 3, I just wasn't very interested in it because it's just, he's great at wordplay. Yeah, he's a skillful rapper, he is. He used a lot of similes, right? Instead of metaphors, but hey, that's him, that's cool.
I'm a whole head too, but yeah, I still fuck with, because Wayne created all these other lils that you
no
see.
No doubt, no doubt, yeah, trendsetter, no doubt, yeah. I was going to get to that.
Yeah.
But you know, Lil Wayne, I don't really, other than a nice club banger, I listen to Lil Wayne a little long enough, it starts to get a little annoying. I don't want to hear him anymore. The tolerance level is very low. He don't really talk about jack shit. And you
really?
You mix that in.
How to love?
Yeah, you know, that's
you had a lot of crooks trying to steal your heart.
Listen to me. He tried to sing on that song. He's not rapping. and somebody else should have sung that song.
Yeah, but it still touched a lot of women.
The lyrics were really nice. Absolutely, it did. Yeah.
Especially women in the strip club.
No doubt.
They don't know how to love. They got desire. Y'all heard the new Drake joint.
He probably meant that song for himself. But just the thing, you know, he got some cuts, whatever, like For My Dogs or whatever, that song right there. Like, yeah. That was some real time. That was a real song.
I miss my dog.
And the song don't have to be...
Oh, Juvie is on
the song that doesn't have to be necessarily be deep, or it doesn't have to be this old hip-hop... You know, 1992 Golden Age hip hop song where it's all just lyrical displays. It doesn't have to be that. It just makes some goddamn sense every now and then. That's all I'm saying. Just give me some substance. You know, like, let's take Big Sean. Big Sean, and to me, I'm starting to feel like Big Sean didn't get enough credit. I feel that he don't get enough credit.
I feel that.
And his he progresses. That's another thing. Well, a lot of rappers, they don't progress, right?
I feel that.
The best ones do. You know what I'm saying? Lil Wayne has not progressed. He's not.
Uh-huh.
He's progressed from the point when he was a little kid, where he was saying macaroni on his songs because he couldn't think of anything else to say. And by the way, Lil Wayne does sound like Birdman with his voice and his style. But anyway, so he came from that to the Carter, the first Carter, and I want to say the third Carter, or I think it's the third one. That's one with. To go DJ, right? Is that the second or the third Carter?
No, that's the first Carter.
Really?
Go DJ.
Oh, see, I'm way off. So from that point when he was a little kid to the first Carter or whatever, he's grown. He's progressed. And then he kind of like just a little bit here and there, but then it just kind of slump and then kind of goes up. And then now it's like from like the 2010s to now, it's just been like a flat line. Yeah. He ain't really progressed.
He stays alive with bangers.
Right. Yeah, he got the club bangers, that's what he got. Hit. So that's what I can get out of Lil Wayne. I can get club bangers, and I can get some cool little stuff to groove to and all that or whatever. I can't get nothing more out of Lil Wayne. But that's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? How you feel about Lil Wayne? I can't really argue with it. He got the accolades. He got the stats and all that. I can't even argue with it. And he's very trendsetter, very influential or whatever. Because a lot of people, when I hear, especially when he first came out, Drake sounds just like Lil Wayne when he first came out. But then I feel like Drake kind of came into his own. You know what I'm saying? And I don't really hear that anymore. I don't really hear that in his voice. Now I hear Drake.
Let's give a shout out to the vulnerable light skin Aubrey.
I even heard it in Kendrick. And you know how big of a Kendrick fan I am, right? You know, I heard it in Kendrick, but now I'm hearing more of Kendrick with his voice. Just the voice and a little bit of the delivery. But so I give Lil Wayne his props. And then also he brought out Drake. He brought out Nicki Minaj. He did a damn good job with that, you know. I'm a huge Drake fan. Like, I'm not a real big fan of Drake's live performance, but I'm a huge Drake fan, and it's all possible by way of Lil Wayne. So I got to give him his props, but you know, you're not gonna catch me playing too much Lil Wayne, you know, on my own. It's just not, you know. I don't get much from him, but I'm not mad at him, you know. But I can't really rate because I just don't listen to enough of them. I've heard enough and I get irritated when I listen. So, but we got to rate something that we both familiar with, you know. So I got to get up on game with the review game, and we're going to start doing that more.
You listen to Drake, right? What would be your number one Drake album?
Number one Drake album? That's a good question. A lot of people slept on the last one. I thought the last one was really good. But I got to say, probably Think... Not Think Me Later, the one after that. What's the one after Think Me Later? The second, I think it's the second one. God damn, what's the name of that? That's the one that got...
So Far Gone?
No, not So Far Gone. The one after Thank Me Now, Thank You Later.
Take Care,
yeah. That's his
favorite.
Best one.
That's my favorite.
Take Care is his best one,
But do you know that Drake, you're one of my favorite rappers of all time, but you realize that behind that, The Weeknd was behind that as well. It was rumors speculating in the industry that The Weeknd was around the production of Take Care. If you look at The Weeknd and...
The production, okay.
He's from Canada as well. He's on Drake's label, or supposedly, just like Party Next Door is. supposedly. So the OVO label, Weeknd, was signed back then. And of course, if you hear the Weeknd sound, it's a Canada sound. It's that sound that Drake has. Mm-hmm. You know, whether you're talking about a girl from, you know, another country, or, you know, somebody breaking your heart or whatever. I think Take Care was just like a masterpiece of that. It allowed vulnerable motherfuckers like me to sit there and be like, damn, it's okay to talk about girls in my raps now. Like, even when, because I used to, but you know how it used to be, though.
It wasn't the first
back
one.
Then, romantic sense.
Back then, yeah.
Like LL Cool J, yeah.
Oh, LL, yeah, but I'm talking about in that
flack,
era.
Boy, he took the flack back then. That's when rap got really hardcore. NWA West Coast was out, and then he came out with that.
In that era, 2008, around that time, it was Wayne's era. Wayne wasn't talking about he had How to Love, but he wasn't talking about like
Wayne wasn't talking about shit.
You see an artist, you don't see in that era, you didn't see nobody. They talk about bitches and hoes. Soulja Boy came out, right?
Yeah.
So you didn't see somebody that vulnerable on the mic talking about a girl,
right?
And having a whole album about it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this dude is going
more in depth with it. Yeah. Like, he telling you how he feel and all that. Like,
it feel like the real rapper does that. I was like, whoa.
And you know, you got rappers that put on this front. Like, they hard and all that or whatever. He's just a regular ass dude.
Stop playing. You got desires too. All you rappers out there.
Well, because you talking to your homeboy right now about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You talking to your homeboy in the studio or whatever about some situation you're going through, some relationship you're going through.
She might be getting dick down, man.
But then when you get on the mic and it's time for you to get to do the song, yeah, nigga, fuck these bitches, all these bitch-ass bitches.
Yeah,
like, come on, man, stop it. Y'all ass was just in love, and they're crying over there to this motherfucker.
She might be getting dick down, man. I went through a phone. She got desires. Oh, my God.
Yo, stop it.
Oh, shit.
You know, so...
Yeah, shit's crazy.
But at the same time, you know, I don't see Drake as some bitch made ass punk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see him as that. You know what I'm saying? I see Young Thug as that. But Young Thug seemed to get props. And then I heard something about Jadakiss giving Young Thug props. So, you know, Jadakiss is like, he be saying some real deep stuff and all this. I'm like, wow. It's like, I feel like people compromise for Young Thug. Like,
Thugger be on some shit. Just the way he's spitting.
Yeah, his street shit, though.
Yeah, he be spitting.
He just hard.
You got to hear the bars, though.
I don't want to talk about
underneath all the elements.
Stop it.
He's creative.
Yeah, you got to really hear it, though. You know, he'd be talking about put a dick in a pussy, and you won't even know he said it in that. He'd be in the windows. You'd be like, Thugger. You'd be like, damn.
Wow. I think, honestly,
and it's an Atlanta thing,
though. I think, honestly, can I talk? So, honestly, I think with Young Thug is he's very flamboyant, and he's not afraid to show his flamboyancy in hip hop. Mm. And I think that he's the poster child for that, because a lot of people really have a desire to be flamboyant, but they're afraid to really put it out there. And I think that's what it mainly is. That's what I really think. I think there's a little bit of flamboyancy in a lot of people.
Like Terry Crews.
Absolutely.
Oh, let's kick off something spicy.
Whoa.
You hear about Terry Crews? Okay. Listen, y'all, we got a little segment. I know we're going to kind of veer off from a few other topics, but we got a segment called Something Spicy. Now, did y'all hear about this shit? Now, you know that French actor in France? Juicy Smollett. You ever heard of Juicy Smollett? So, anyways, there's a French actor.
Okay,
now, he was in Empire. Now, Juicy Smollett apparently touched Terry Crews' private parts at a dinner jam. This was all in the news. It was spicy. And Terry let it happen, too. Big old dude let it happen.
Wait a minute. Is that true?
Yeah. Touched his privates. But he just touched it, though. He just grazed it a little bit. And this dude, like, Terry, you know Terry. He big, too. He just sitting there like, okay, baby. You know, just chilling. You didn't hear about that in the news? Look it up on the phone. I'm telling you.
Oh, man.
I don't remember too much, but yeah.
It was at a dinner party. His wife was over there cooking turkey, eggs, all that stuff, and his kids.
So you said Terry Crews is in the closet.
He been in the walk-in closet for years. That shit is a walk-in closet. He got pink robes in there. He got all type of slides from different Versace and Gucci.
What did he say about it? What did he come up with?
Terry Crews was kind of like, Shit, can you got the phone right? Can you look up like the exact statement? No, because this is something spicy.
That shit weird. If he did just let that happen.
I guess he came out to the public and all he really worried about was a cover up for his wife. He didn't care that his daughters knew anything like that. He said something in those ways. Like, correct me, comment below if y'all know what he say. He only cared of his wife's opinion. Terry been on some shit. Ever since he did White Chicks, he ain't been the same. He been on some shit. Ever since he did White Chicks with the whistle and the glow sticks, they roofied him, but he did a little bit more than that. Like,
he was like, oh, that's wifey right there. And I was like, oh, hell no. Nah.
Terry Crews been on some shit. And and y'all know Jesse Smollett. That's the dude.
People know him.
Juicy Smollett, yeah. You know, allegedly, you know, while he was going to get Subway at 2 a.m. in the morning. That he was choked and all that. You know, that's put that allegedly because we know he was fucking lying. But, you know, he's in the walk-in closet. And
he ain't in no walk-in closet. He's out.
He's been out of the walk-in for a while. He's been out of the walk-in and then he just went to the storage room. It's really huge in there. So, and he canceled from Empire, too. So, this story came out recently, and Gabriella Union had something to say, too. I'm very surprised you didn't hear about it. I was surprised that I didn't hear about it right then and there. I couldn't help it.
Shit on Instagram, I think.
My curiosity went in. I was like, oh, really?
This is wow. Yeah. You know, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. A lot of big muscle tone dudes have tendencies like that. I mean, look at the football players. You know, most of the football players are in the locker room right now with ice bats with each other.
Shit.
Yeah, ice bat. Hey, I love the NFL. Let's give a shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs. Like I said in a couple minutes earlier, you know, 49ers. I'm sorry. I mean, 49ers. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Garoppolo and all that. Y'all probably touched each other and had an ice bat together, you know. That's cool, but my homie, you know.
Hey, at least we didn't have to inflate any footballs. We didn't have to watch any teams practicing. Your Patriots.
I'm stating facts, and now no, we said it earlier. We do not we do not bring up people from the grave. But I'm stating facts that there has been fruitatious men in football. Aaron Hernandez. I'm not trying to bring up people from the grave. May he rest in peace. If that's something spicy, right? Because y'all seen the Netflix special. Look. You know, sympathies to his wife and to his daughter as well. Listen, but we do know that when he was a lineman or whatever he was doing, he liked the line. Yeah. Oh, he liked the tight end. He liked the tight end a lot. You know? So, listen, there's even in the NBA, they slamming balls on each other all day. You see what I'm saying?
So you sound like all athletes are gay? Like, what are you alluding to?
Some athletes are on the, you know, they got a little extra sugar.
I would say this, though.
And there's not a problem with the gay community. We love the gay community. I got a rainbow flag at home, okay? I put it up, you know, just to show dedication.
You got a rainbow flag?
I'm just playing. But listen, I had to say something. Because we're trying to get sponsored here. I'm trying to say something. We're going to have the gay community.
But are we entitled to have our own opinion? Like, we allowing them to have their opinion and we can't have ours? It's like,
they're going to try to make
us. I feel like it's starting to turn into, like, you got to be that way. You know what I'm saying?
They're going to try to make us taste the rainbow. They you know, watch, it's like, watch it's like, a clip come on of down this.
And, you know, we already know that they're attacking the kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got kids that want to be transgenders now. Like, what the hell? Like, a little five-year-old wants to be a girl who wants to be a boy. Like, that should be illegal. Yeah.
She wants to be a boy.
She wants to be a boy. I think they did. They already did the sex change. Yeah. There's a little five-year-old girl.
How
wants to
they
be
allow that shit? That's crazy.
That should be illegal as hell. Like, you got to be old enough. You got to be 18 and older for you to make a decision like that.
Yeah, because we may express our opinions. I may make jokes about rainbow flags, about all that. But we don't, I mean, who fucking cares at the end of the day? Because, like Dave Chappelle said, we cannot make homophobic slurs on our social media platforms and all this. Yeah. But they allow us to say the N-word.
Absolutely, yeah.
Anybody find a fucking problem with that? Yeah. The network is like, nah, y'all are cool for saying that shit. Yeah. No, y'all can say that.
Right.
But you can't say homo. You can't say faggot. Yeah. Wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
The other word was used to lynch and to segregate. Absolutely. Y'all know Emmett Till? Yeah. Y'all know the story of that? The word homo or fag was never or never in media history used to hurt somebody or something like, or somebody was hurt after the word was heard. No, motherfucker, as soon as you heard the N word, your head was chopped off or something, you know, back in the 1800s even. So no, we not going to play like that, you know, like there's such a big thing to where it's okay and then it's not okay. No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that here. Not in America, at least.
I feel that, man. Hey.
You know?
So, yeah, we cutting short to the time, man. Man, it's a pretty good show, man. You know, it's been, you know.
Oh, and to really, you know, say, you know, on something spicy extra, you know, with an extra spice on the side.
Extra, okay.
You know, we got to add that extra jalapeno, seasoning.
Right, that extra jalapeno, okay.
Gil King is the jalapeno, because she's one spicy bitch. I mean, she's one, she's a Christian
Snoop
lady.
Snoop Dogg didn't already call her that.
Hey, Snoop Dogg called her, what did he say, a funky double head mushroom?
Yeah, something about her head or something. Said,
Bookie
yeah.
ass, dookie ass bitch. Like, he said, you promiscuous ass. Like, you know, he said, something, you know? You dubious, piscuit ass yeah. bitch. You
I think,
know, like,
then he called her dog head or something like that. Dog he called head. Her, something like that, yeah.
What I feel behind that is the network really did set her up.
Oh,
with the clip, right?
She
with
knew
the clip.
She said it, though.
But she said it, though. Never expressed those questions in that interview. No. Why the fuck do you have
You're
an
interviewing
interview?
Lisa Leslie, for one thing.
For one
And
thing.
Then you just throw Kobe in there, and the brother's dead.
Not one, not even two, not 3 weeks. It has been since his passing. And it don't fucking matter. Why bring that up? Bitch, do you look in the mirror? You do shows with Oprah as well. Do you look in the mirror? You black as well. So why the fuck are you talking about your other brother and tearing him down like that? His legacy down. Or even bringing that up when his wife just lost a husband and a daughter. Like, what the fuck type of shit is that?
Absolutely.
Like, why is it even brought up, though? Because that case was thrown out.
Right.
But whereas you don't use your platform with a million people, right, to bring down Harvey Weinstein, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or there was that one football coach in high school that assaulted minor children, and he was a white man.
You talking about Sandusky?
No! He knows, right? All the old heads out there. Y'all know San Musty. That's what I call him, San Musty. Y'all know him.
Nobody talk about that guy.
Nobody talks about him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why? Why are we not talking about this old hag that assaulted minor children?
We said that's we gotta, but pretty
am
much.
Am I wrong? Am I right?
Pretty much.
Use your platform for some good. Shed light on this shit. You see what I'm saying? And it's a big thing because the
sick with it.
Yeah, it's sick as fuck. Yeah. It's sick as fuck. Now I'm not saying all white people are bad, but some of them are fucking crazy. Some of them are nothing but honky crackers.
But we already know the black community. We already know how fucked up we are. We already know how fucked up the Latino community is, right?
We know how
fucked up we are. But we don't know how fucked up a lot of the white folks are. You know what I'm saying?
It's all moral compass, man. It's not even necessity. It's like
your moral compass.
Up,
right,
man.
If you're fucked up in general, that's it. That don't have to do with your race. Like, I have a
It shouldn't have to do with your race. That's how it should be.
Doesn't.
But then you see certain people that get scrutinized more than others. So you're saying it shouldn't be that way, but then it's not happening that way.
I had a family member one time try to rob an art gallery. But just because he was Italian don't mean because he was Italian he did it. No, that motherfucker just went in there and was like, I'm going to rob this art gallery. That's it. I had a family member that did that. Like, oh, damn, you a stupid motherfucker. But he's the stupid motherfucker. You see what I'm saying?
Not the whole race.
Italian race. I had a Puerto Rican cat
on
my side of the family. He did a lot of dumb shit. That wasn't because he was Puerto Rican. Well, I mean, we are spicy. We are Puerto Rican are very like, we're loud. We're loud a lot.
That's what I'm saying.
But,
it's expressing yourself.
But we express our culture.
Yeah.
But it's that motherfucker that did it. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
But at least you go.
At least him that did
at
it.
At least you gonna let. Y'all gonna let people know how y'all feel. You're not gonna hide shit. I'm letting you know how I feel right then and there. I'm not gonna sit up there in front and hide or whatever, or sue you, or make your heart you make your life harder and all that or whatever.
Don't use
you
movies,
know, all that
too.
Kinds
don't,
of petty bullshit.
Don't use movies as examples. That's some dumb shit. Like, I love Scarface. Scarface is my favorite movie. But that don't mean shit, all Cubanos are drug lords and shit. Right. Come on. Like, can we like, at least, like, or at least read some actual facts on that, you know, and things like that. I mean, shit, can we enlighten ourselves, you know? Like, that was one person, Tony Montana. That's it. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's, like he said, moral compass. It's, it all depends on you as the person. If you a dumbass motherfucker that go into a 7-Eleven and rob two taquitos and Newports, that's you. That's your dumbass fault. You know? Now, it doesn't have to do with nobody else in any subgroup, you know? And if you're gay, right? And, you know, you know that has to do with you. If you in the walk-in closet, and, you know, whatever you want to do.
If anything, it ain't none of my damn business.
I have family members that are gay. Mm-hmm. It ain't none of my business. Mm-hmm. They don't bring that shit to me. You know, I have friends that are gay. Ain't none of my business. Just as long as you don't send me a winky face on Facebook, and then it's gonna be some problems. But then other than that, like, you send me a winky
face. Don't be like Terry Crews now and be I didn't know. You know,
I'm gonna be like, whoa. Like, wait a minute, brother. Let me explain something. I'm gonna left your message on red. That's all I'm saying. And you're gonna get deleted and blocked. Like, what you doing with that winky face? You better have something in your contact or something. You better be. That shit out. Tendencies out.
Alright, you know.
You know you had a dude probably tell you you was handsome one time. Oh, yeah, no, you gave the same look. Oh shit, only me? No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing, y'all. Well, actually, wait.
Hey, alright, so.
Whoa. Yeah. He cut me off. Wait a minute. I had a Sherry Cruz moment real quick.
Oh shit. You know you have to cut off. Like, one time, I
mean,
you
had
to cut them off.
Terry Cruz was like, I let him play a little bit. That's it.
What did we learn today, man?
We learned today, you know, the powers may be its moral compass. It doesn't have to do with race, but I feel that being, of course, a black person in America, a Latino person in America, it's definitely an oppressed feel. It's definitely an oppressed movement to where we're still feeling that to this day. We cannot be of rich. We cannot be of upper class without some dirt on us or somebody digging up some dirt or making up some dirt about one of us just because now we have that royalty, we have that money. We're up there with the white folks that are closing their blinds because we moved into Beverly Hills. See what I'm saying? Shit is fucked up in this country. What we learned is that just be yourself, continue what you're doing, gain wealth, gain your credit up, own something. Be an American, a positive American, as you are. No matter what the dirt in the media says, no matter any of that, just be a positive American. Become, get a doctorate or become a doctor, start a movement. Let's get laws changed. Let's get amendments changed. And if it all costs you your life or it costs you your life in the social world, the Hollywood world, fuck it. It costs you that. It costs you your life of that social media life to be yourself, to be real. Fuck it. Because you're going to have a movement and you're going to get shit done.
Definitely, yeah. And you know, I like the terminology that our producer over here said. You know, what was it again? Measure
moral compass.
Moral compass, man. Like that absolutely, I like that too, man.
That's
when it comes down to.
Boom, that's the episode. Moral compass.
Absolutely, man. It's going to come down to, you know, at the end of the day, that's what it is. Because there might be family members, just because they blood, and you got some scandalous ass family members, and they got your same blood flowing through you, and. You know, is not a moral person, not a person of good character. You can't depend on them. They fucked up people. Whatever, how you want to put it. But then you got your buddy or whatever. It might be a different race, different ethnicity, different background, all that. But it's good to you. You know what I'm saying? So what you're doing is that you can be messing up your blessings. You know, you can be messing up your blessings, cutting your blessings because you want to be biased or, you know, you want to judge. You know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And you're not using your moral compass. Absolutely, man. Good tool to use. All right, y'all. Signing off.
This has been an episode of Freedom of Mind. And we do it just like
How does it feel to be free now? Come back for more Freedom of Mind.